Hello, Rochester. This is Nurse Spoek. Did you know that many people still believe that bariatric surgery, also known as weight loss surgery, is an easy way to treat obesity? Well, I beg to differ. As you know, I've been on a personal health and wellness journey for many years. I found success by incorporating a national weight loss program with walking, cycling, and water aerobics. 75 pounds later, I was being featured on the cover of magazines, making TV commercials, and living larger or smaller as a weight loss advocate. That life came to a screeching halt 5 years ago with a workplace injury. Not only did my traditional nursing career end, but my pursuit of a doctorate education end, and so did my weight loss success. All 75 pounds found their way back to my hips. My healthcare team recommended bariatric surgery. My initial response was, "No way. I'm not taking the easy way out." However, as my dress size began to increase, so did my blood pressure. On June 1st, 2021, I had a gastric bypass procedure. This procedure limits how much food you can take in and changes how your body processes food. Bariatric surgery has been the most difficult weight loss of my life. My body loved food and did not respond well to having a little bitty stomach and only able to take in a little bit of food. The patient education was poor, and I was extremely sick. Research suggests that Black patients undergoing bariatric surgery have significantly higher rates of complication. Racial and cultural differences among patients must be considered when designing strategies to optimize outcomes with bariatric surgery. So my message to bariatric providers, Black people are not one size fit all. The education and follow-up care has to be tailored to the person that is sitting in front of you. And if you are planning to have bariatric surgery and live alone, please make sure that someone is checking on you daily for the first 3 months as your body adjusts to the limited intake and severe drops in blood sugar and electrolyte levels. The results? 1 year ago, my blood pressure was running 170 over 102. I was rocking 240 pounds, size 18 to 20. Last week, my blood pressure was 120 over 82, my weight was 170, and I was rocking a size 10. From the station that cares about the community, 103.9 WDKX.